in Unity State, South Sudan Doctors Union leadership announced a 72-hour ultimatum for the perpetrators to be investigated, arrested, and brought to justice. And in its latest statement after 48 hours, in the recent statement after 14 hours since the issue of the ultimatum, the statement cited that the relevant authorities had not responded to the calls for action against the alleged perpetrators.
Yeah, the union has since called for the registration of all medical personnel in South Sudan, including members of the South Sudan Doctors Union. We are joined by Anthony Garang, the acting chairperson of the union, to give us an update from the meetings with the stakeholders and the resolution of South Sudan Doctors Union now, after the 72-hour ultimatum has elapsed. Dr. Yes. Anthony, you're welcome to Radio Mirai Breakfast Show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Doctor, now 72 hours have elapsed since you issued the ultimatum. Have the culprits been identified? Has anyone been arrested?
So far, no. We didn't receive any communication, nor there is any communication in the public domain in regards to arrest of the suspects.
Has there been any response from the authorities that the ultimatum was given to in the state or even here in Juba?
Well, in Juba, so far, we didn't see any response like communication. But from the states, we have conflicting statements that has been issued by the Unity State government. The spokesperson for the government issued a statement condemning the killing or the murder, and the commissioner from Panyija County, where the incident happened, issued another conflicting statement saying people should not be calling this as a killing, as investigations are still ongoing. So it's like there is a lot of contradiction out there. So far, the Ministry of Interior here hasn't yet issued a statement.
The investigations ongoing have not confirmed that it was a killing.
Exactly. The investigations has not yet come out with the results.
Okay.
Anthony, how does this now affect the confidence of doctors working in this country and especially in remote areas?
Doctors are in fear. You know, they say, you know, what happened to Dr. Louise Edward in Unity State, and what happened to Nurse Amono Clara in Eastern Equatoria, and the other related incidences that happened before this in other areas has actually inflicted fear among doctors, you know, nurses, midwives, those who would like to go and work outside outside Juba, you know, in the remotest areas, are now fearing for their lives. Like, if something brutal like this could happen, what is the guarantee that, you know, it doesn't happen to any one of them? So people are really worried. I mean, our colleagues are worried.
So does that, in your view, require a security provision at these medical facilities for further protection of the personnel?
Well, that has been our sustained request. We have issued a lot of releases calling for protection of healthcare workers wherever they are, because the incident that happened, this month is not just the beginning. You know, there has been, harassments, intimidation, beatings of healthcare personnel in different states. So this is not the first time, and we have been calling on authorities to ensure, you know, safety measures are strengthened. But so far, you know, we see there is a lack of concern from authorities.
So we've seen this statement where you were calling for registration of health personnel from different parts of the country. Why is that? What is the plan now?
Well, it is just that we just need to know who is out there so that, you know, we remain connected, and if there are issues, they can be able to report to us, and we can quickly, you know, address this, you know, instead of waiting for horrible incidences to happen to them. So it's better that they register, they update their contacts so that they also get our contact alert. If there is any safety concern, they immediately notify us and we rush to inform any authority or entity that is actually responsible for them for immediate action instead of waiting for bad things to happen to them.
Okay, now in regards to the ultimatum, your statement said after 72 hours, there's going to be a call for doctors to lay down their tools, doctors and health personnel. Is this going to happen or what is the plan now?
Well, it is not going to happen. Doctors met yesterday. There was an emergency meeting yesterday in Juba for a quicker consultation and also sharing so far the steps that have been taken by the authorities, and the doctors themselves, you know, said, you know, the 72 hours ultimatum is not enough for authorities to fully investigate this incident, as every day it gets complicated, you know, because of the conflicting reports.
Mm.
So we said, okay, let us not squeeze the time and ask for justice when we are seeing the complexity of the thing. So let us first give authorities time in order to do this, and also give ourselves more time to organize and coordinate better and ensure, you know, all are on board, so that we now see if there is nothing done, then we can still continue with our strike, and that will be nationwide.
Okay, just one last question. Is this time that you're giving for more investigation to take place, is it a specific time, or for now it is it's open?
Well, it is open. The doctors could not agree on the specific time, but they say, you know, let us just give a few days, you know, to wait and see, you know, what the authorities are going to do. And then, of course, we can go back and revisit our plan and then organize for a better laying down of tools.
Okay.
Yes, your final remarks, please.
Well, my final remarks is a great concern, you know, from all the health professionals that, you know, the authorities of the government that we are helping to deliver services seems to be delaying the investigation, or seems to be delaying in issuing statements, at least condemnation or showing concern, you know, because if this is something happening here and there, then that is already a safety concern that authorities should be able to address, you know. But, you know, their silence, you know, give us a lot of concern as to why are they keeping quiet. It's like doctors are being ignored. It is like doctors are not being considered, you know, whenever they complain. And we are pushed to the wall. And, you know, it is like they are exploiting, you know, our principles of do no harm. They know doctors, you know, are humanitarian. They have that heart of humanity, and they will not do this and that. But that is not really good. It is not reading well with us, because it takes a very long time to train one doctor, you know, in order to become a doctor. You know, South Sudan has a few doctors, and we don't need to be losing one every day.
Okay.
We already have a lot of health problems that needs more doctors, not actually losing them.
Okay.
So authorities are supposed to respond immediately when there is any threat, you know, against doctors, wherever they are.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on Miraya Breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much.